Hello.
Good evening, Shavua Tov.
Oh, Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Surprised you, I was on the call.
Well, in a way, I'm surprised too. It has been a whirlwind of events.
This is true. What's going on?
Well, it was merciful, so I can't really complain. It's just that, you know, it was. My son had an open heart surgery, quadruple bypass, was not on any kind of medicines. He doesn't look like he belongs to us because he's 6'2 and about 180 pounds and strong as an ox, and he can pick up his daddy without, like, lifting a corn shuck, you know. And it just was an emergency thing, and he came through it.
Baruch
Hashem. It was a stamp, yeah. You know, the left side of our sukkah, we put it up Sunday. Donna and Malka and Brian came to help Tony. And Monday, this big wind, I mean, strong, strong wind for several hours, and it tore the left side of the sukkah, the top and the bottom. And I just felt like that was a bad, I just didn't have a good feeling, let me put it that way. And I kept telling him, telling Tony he had to change it, he had to change it. He kept telling me he wasn't going to change it. And I said, he said, we don't have anything to put it up with, and I can't climb on the ladder to do it. And, you know, well, finally I convinced him, and he went to the storeroom and found a tarpaulin, and it had grommets in it. So between the two of us, we got it up. I thought it was something negative with him or I never dreamed that it would have been our son, but that, now that's what I felt. He thinks he thinks I brought it on by saying that it was a negative sign. So I don't know.
Brandela.
Understand. Good evening, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Are both of you in the path of the storm, or what's going on there?
No, it's way to the east of us. We're next to the Texas-Louisiana border. And this is more toward New Orleans and Alabama.
And Mississippi. Yeah, Alabama, Mississippi.
Right.
Understand.
The eastern part of the state. Now, I do have one grandson. Well, I have two grandsons, but one came in. The other one said they're in a high part of the city, so
yeah,
they're not leaving.
My brother's in New Orleans. He's not leaving either, and he's in a high part. They said Atlanta may get some wind or rain.
Yeah, I would expect both. But I don't think it's for a day or two, is it?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
I heard it wasn't much rain expected or wind. They were saying storm surge. So if you're not near the water, I would think it isn't going to be that
bad. Atlanta's not near the water at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's 200 miles from the Atlantic and probably 600 miles, 400 miles from the Gulf. So,
well,
since I've almost forgotten. Go ahead, Brandy.
At least we're not on the Parsha Noah.
We're still in the book, dear. And I see why I needed Pincus.
Yeah. Healing.
Well, that's okay, because I was reading Pincus on my own, so I still got it. You know, I still got what I was supposed to read. So, and like I say, we just finished our gala, and gosh, it was really, we could really say thank you for the week.
Baruch Hashem.
Amen.
So let us, since I've almost forgotten how to start, let us start. please join me in saying Hyanam Bakoa.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Gedulat Yemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu Tacharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharen Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geir Lamcha Penei Zokrein Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Moznaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. When we add 1 for the Kolel, it becomes 111, which is the gematria of the letter Lau, Aleph, spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. The Aleph has the energy of unity, oneness. The idea of the month of Tishrei is very much connected to oneness and unity and balance. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this space, of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseaon Wafesha Vechata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the year of the bow, the year of bowing time. There is one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. V'yishkav Amnon v'yitchal v'yavo ha-melech liroto v'yomer Amnon el ha-melech tavo na tamar Ahotiut Labev. Bene Shete Levivot. There is a second verse that connects to this energy of 5778. It is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, vavoni lo kisiti, amarti ode, alai peshai, ladonai ohe wahe, veata nasata, avon chatati sela. The year 5777. Before we actually get to the year 5777, I want to make a comment that I've added a link in the summary page. The year analysis landing page to the meaning of the year by Rabbi Ginsberg. He has an hour-long lecture and it's been transcribed. So you have a link to that just above the year 5777. To connect to the year 5777, there are two verses as well. The first verse, the energy of the year is the energy of the goat. The first verse that we study of the two verses that connect to this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these words, Tzatz ki ach, can be translated as appear like brothers. The final letters of these words can be permuted into dir yam, which means a sea of tenants. There is a second verse connecting to this year of the goat. Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed, and the letters are separated by seven letters each. Kiim ba Adonai, Yohewahe, Elohechem tadibaku kasher asiten ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause that refreshes, there are again two verses that we study. The first is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot. Vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lala He, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, Hey, Hey. Aka arekaha. The second verse with the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolami. The year 5775, the year that swallows up death forever. There are three verses. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavoyam Asher Yitzabe Sham Wishalten Eli El Nahon Wichalatidchem Wichayim Yeshno Varetz Vichipasti Oto Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this verse, to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. Now we are going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will say these names out loud using the root vowels for the individual letters. Wahe wayo layo sayo yo sayo te alame mehe shi la lahe aka aka heta. Ezayo alada la wa he ya yozala me be he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la tra yo 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 me la he wa nu ta he a a Yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he, ko ka wa ko me nu da, a nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala areyo, ashila meyo he, wahe wadanu yo, he shi ame me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wayo, nu me me yo yo la, he me ta re, wa me be yo he, anu wa me he yo, Da me be me nu ko ayo a se be wa re a se yo be me se yo yo me wa me. Now for the 72 names of the tzaddikim. Oh, that's right. Before I go on to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, there are three names that we connect to after the whole chart on the 72 names of God. Their name number 13, which is Yud Zion Lamed, Yozalah. The energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet He, Meh Beh He, has the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Meh, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from these three, the connection to these three names, that by building bridges between people, bringing peace between people, bringing communication between people, we are able to stop wars, which means a farewell to arms, and ultimately to bring and manifest heaven on earth, which is the ultimate goal of the cleansing that we do within ourselves and ultimately within the world. Now, on the 72 names of God, we will follow the same pattern we did with the 72 names of God. The root vowel, as we say each letter. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a la me be me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he, re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa me he re, yo yo wa la he he. Ka a ko me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la ya re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, Me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa he me za yo. Ya he be me ka ko a la a he 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 wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this night, this day of the 18th of Tishrei. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, he is extremely famous, is the father, the Rebbe of the Breslovers. And he was a great grandson to the Baal Shem Tov. And one of his famous quotes is, if you do not find a Rebbe in your generation, as my opinion is we have not, we do not have the revealed Tzaddikim, he said, utilize himself, Rabbi Nachman, as your teacher. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Militz, Rabbi Yonah Mertzbach, and Rabbi Aaron Halevi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Mushulum Igra, and Rabbi Yeshaya Schnellbog. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, Our class tonight is found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. You can find that landing page on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Scroll down to the matrix itself, and then the first row, the right-hand column, will open up a landing page with all of the parashas. At the bottom of that landing page, scroll all the way down, almost to the end. You will find a link to the holiday of Shmini Atzeret. When you open that up to that landing page, we will be studying tonight Parasha Emor, Section 39, the holiday of Shmini Atzeret. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud, and then we will begin Pasuk 288. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erchimu Hilu Hilu Erchimu Piyachka L'shem Yud He Bavav He Piyachudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu Diti Bayom Hashmini Atzeret Tihye Lachem Deha Yoma Jami Malka Hu Bilcho Dochet Vavta Dileya Behu B'Yisrael Mitali Malka Gizaminu Shvizin Ishtadalu Behu kol b'nei hekaleya Levatar amar malka Ayin kaf ana viatun Ishtadalna Kulhu biush pizin Ukravtun karbenin Al she'ar amin V'kol yoma mikol yulchalha Ana viatun dechede yoma chad ahiditi Vayom hashmini atzeret tihye lachem Lachem v'karvan karbanin alaychu Aval ushpize mihem nuta B'malka mishtache kedira Uvyoma dechet bavta demalka kulu Mitkanfei meya umishtachan V'alda kitiv atzeret Targumo kemishu As it is written, on the eighth day, the Hebrew word is Shmini. You shall have a solemn assembly. The Hebrew word is Atzeret. This is the ending of the article from Vayechi 231 in the Zohar. For that day is from the king solely. His rejoicing in Israel. This is like a king who invited guests. The household people entertained them. At the end, the king said to his household, until now, I and you all entertained the guests. You offered sacrifices for the other nations every day. That is the 70 bullocks. From now on, for one day, let you and me rejoice. This is the meaning of, on the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You means offering sacrifices for you. But the guests of faith on the 7 days of Sukkot are always with the king, on Shmini Atzeret as well. On the day of the king's joy, they all gather to him and stay with him. Hence it is written, assembly, which is translated into Aramaic as a gathering. My commentary. As mentioned earlier, the Kabbalists do not go into the Sukkah anymore after Hoshana Rabbah. Yet this eighth gathering is described as also including the clouds of glory. How do we reconcile this? It is because the idea of the clouds of glory are not dependent on the Sukkah at all, only on the energy of certainty. And that can be and must be carried within you all during your yearly experiences, or more clearly, the experiences of this year, 5778. Are there any questions, comments, or thoughts? Pasuk 289. V'ha yoma Yaakov u'reisha lechet vavta v'kolinu nush v'zei chada'an imeya v'yad ketiv ashrecha Yisrael mi kamocha u'ti v'yomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher becha et pa'an. On that day, Jacob, who is Tiferet, is the first to rejoice, and all the other guests, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David, rejoice with him. Hence it is written, happy are you, Israel, who is like you, and you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary. Tiferet is the sun, and the sun goes everywhere. Invite the guests into your home on Shmini Atzeret. This is also why we pray for rain on this eighth day of the gathering. Pasuk 290. Vayikhu elecha shemen zayit zachatit lemaor vigomer amar Rabbi Elazar. Ha'uchmuha aval amai asmif kudsha barichu parasha dale parashat mo'adim ela kulhu butzinin ilayin kulhu butzinin liad lecha meshach revut ila'a V'ha'itmar v'al yadayhu de'Yisrael nitbarkam ilayin v'tatayin v'yad liku butzinin kimade ukmuha diktiv shemen uktoret yisamach lev hedbavta de'ilayin v'tatayin. That they bring to you pure olive oil for the light. Rabbi Elazar said, this was explained, but why would the Holy One, blessed be He, place this passage next to the passage of the holidays? And he answers, all the supernal lamps, namely the Sefirot, the secret of the holidays, are all lamps that cause the supernal anointing oil to burn. That is to draw the plenty of chokmah called oil. We have learned that through Israel, the higher and lower beings are blessed, and the lamps are kindled. That is, they shine upon the world. We explained it according to the words, ointment and perfume, or incense, rejoice the heart. That is, it gladdens the higher and lower beings. My commentary. The eighth gathering is only for Israel, and within Israel is the potential to reveal all of the light of wisdom, just like the oil from the olive. Pasuk 291. Rabbi Abba Patach Simchu Badonai Vagilu tzadikim uktiv. Zehayom asa Adonai nagila nun shama bo. Ilk muha deha bekud shabarichu. Bae lemaeshke. Ulan hara antin beishtekach. Varnash. Behed va begin dehahu. Kedva dekut shabarichu. Ave diktiv nagila benismecha. Bo beyoma. Bo bekut shabarichu. Bekola achad mila. Rabbi Abba opened with, "Be glad in Hashem and rejoice, O you righteous, and this is the day which Hashem has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." It was explained that one should rejoice with and display a joyous face to the Holy One, blessed be He. Man should be in a state of joy on it, because that joy is of the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written, "We will rejoice and be glad in it, in Him." In it, namely on that day, in Him, namely in the Holy One, blessed be He. It is all the same matter. My commentary. Shmini Atzeret is a unification of Israel and Hashem. Shmini Atzeret is the manifestation of the joy from Sukkot into Malchut, which is the Shekhinah. An unwritten commentary, it is to explain the idea that the Torah has many times, not every word, but many words. It is written one way and spoken another way. And in the verse in question, the verse being discussed about having joy in Him or joy in it, that is the case. It is written one way and spoken another. It's the word lo, which can be spelled lo lamed vav, which means Him, or lamed aleph, which means it. Pasuk 292. Shimchu ba'adonai Yohe wahe kadinin itkafyan Berachamei itaru Bekadnitare rachamei kedain Begilu tzadikim tzadik betzedek mitbarkan Kachadadi krun tzadikim kama Deit mardeha ilen mit barkan lealmin vechadan lealmin kulhu beharniknu kal yishreilev ilen b'nei mehem nuta beit kashra behu. Be glad in Hashem, namely when judgments are subdued and mercy is aroused. When it does, be glad in Hashem, O you righteous. The righteous and righteousness, which are Yesod and Malchut, who are called righteous, are blessed together, as we have learned, that for they are blessed in order to bestow plenty upon the world and cause all the worlds to rejoice and shout for joy. All you who are upright in heart, refers to people of faith to connect to them, to Yesod and to Malchut. My commentary. Please remember that the holiday of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah are the same, there being one day in the land of Israel. Connecting to the unity of Yesod and Malchut is the essence of certainty, which is the modern Kabbalah term for faith. Verse 293. 93. Uf kola bae obada de ta le ta ta liatara le la ta hatsi mandi amar de la baya obada bekola o milin liapaka lonu mebad Kalabahu tipa ruheya Bihahaka parshita Daokah adlakut Utsinaya Uktoret uzmin Diktiv shemen Uktoret uketoret Yisamach lev Uvovada da ishtakach ad likuta v'ched vavta v'eila v'tata v'itkash ruta druta kahada kadka yeot amar Rabbi Yehuda mizbeach diltata Ayatar mizbeach achara kohen udul tata Atar kohen achara biovada dil tata Atar ovada le'ela. In everything, one needs a deed below to awaken above. Come and see. Whoever says there is no need for an action in everything, or to utter words by means of sound, to cause an awakening above, may he breathe his last. The portion proves it by the kindling of the lamps and the incense spices, as it is written. Ointment and perfume, or incense, rejoice the heart. For through this deed of kindling the lamps and the incense below, there is kindling and joy above and below, and a proper joining together of Chachma and Bina. For oil arouses Chachma, and incense is Bina. Rabbi Yehuda said, the altar below arouses another altar, which is Malchut. The priest below arouses another priest, who is Chesed, since by a deed below, a deed above is awakened. My commentary. This is referring to the nation of Israel praying for rain. Rain is water, which is life, and that is what is being described in this pasuk. Look to water for your joy, as it says in the holiday of Sukkot. No one has seen joy until they have witnessed the pouring of water on the altar. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, classes this coming week will be returning to the normal schedule almost. There will only be two classes each day from Sunday to Thursday this week. We'll return to the three classes on Sunday. In a few weeks. So the class tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, we will be teaching a class on Hoshana Rabbah and on Shmini Atzeret and on Simchat Torah. There will not be a 3 o'clock class. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, a week of peace, a week of joy, a week of wonder, a week of Anything you desire. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Shalom.